Destination Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
After their bomber is destroyed by Gorg's planes, Rocky and the others face a horrible end on the deserted central continent. When all hope seems lost, they see one of the planes prepare to land and decide to attack it. Hiding behind some rocks, they quickly overpower two members of the crew and race to the jet. As they climb aboard, Mitch says,
"You're going grasshoppers. We've walked into a trap."
"What?
Look behind you, pal. There's a Venusian with a gun."
"What?
Oh, so there is.
Oh, Scorpion. You are a disapproved ghost, then?"
"Yes, listen, you ugly."
"Hey, cut out that bad language."
Nick, not it.
"If you mean what I think you mean, I'll plant one right in your ugly mud."
"Mitch, I would not annoy him if I were you. You see his fingers on the trigger. What he said then was to move over here."
Okay. Well, this is lovely, isn't it?"
"Look, Jan. Here I are in work."
"Yes, Mira Efas?"
"Yes. Mitch, we have to do something fast."
"But what on earth can we do?"
"Well, listen, I'll find the old handkerchief."
On.
"Right. I'll pretend to blow my nose."
"And instead you toss the nose rag in his face."
"Uh-huh, and when I do, you grab it."
"No, sooner. Then tell him then. That's hooting on your snuzzle, right?" "Right, let's get going."
"Oh, here you are, ignorant."
"Me? I'm just blowing my nose. I have a cold."
"Yeah, bad one. Get him, Mitch, Mitch. Now you would you?
Oh, you need any help?"
He's mine. Hold it. Right. Lay him out, Mason, then Sandy.
Nice work. All right, now listen, you time good and fast while I go and get the girl." "Be comfortable here,
Anne." "Yes, Rocky. I'm sorry to cause all the trouble."
"All right, chicken.
Don't be silly. Tell me, how's your ankle? Pretty bad?"
"Oh, could be worse. Don't worry, though. Anne found me some morphia."
"Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I think better try and sleep if you can."
"Uh-huh. I'll try."
"We'll have a doctor look at you as soon as we possibly can."
"Rocky, where are we all going to sleep? There is only room for one."
"Well, the rest of us will just have to pack into this compartment."
"Oh, no, Rocky, I do not think we can."
"Yeah, chicken, I'll show you how we do it in the trams on Earth."
"But, no, Mitch, no.
You're struggling, chicken. Sit in my lap. There we are. See, well, that's a very nice lap."
"Oh, Mitch, you are very naughty."
"Oh, I bet you say that to all the space pilots." "Not as bad as I'd like to be, mind you. Hey, sit still. Relax, chicken."
"Oh, no, relax."
"Hey, Jan, get yourself. Get the engines going."
"I've been waiting for you."
"Oh, we're okay. We're set to go back here. Why don't you throw something up there?"
"Very well."
"Mitch, just a moment. We can't leave these Venusians behind."
"Listen, there's no room for them crumbs in this kite. We're packed so tight you can't breathe. We're like sardines. Get the gag?"
"Yes, all right. But listen, surely we can make something.
We don't. Don't be a nutmeg, Rocky. They left us to die in the central continent."
"Yes, I realize that. Only I hate the idea of those poor
devils." "Well, it's too late to argue now. Again, taking off." "Hey, we're airborne, pal."
"Yeah. Anne seems to have dropped off to sleep."
"And I am glad she has. She needs lots of it. Is there any hope of getting her to a doctor?"
"Yeah, it'll be pretty risky, but we'll try. Jan might know someone there who'll look after her." "Oh, gosh, it's a bit of a squeeze in here."
"Well, and he's enjoying it."
"Oh, me too, I think."
"Yeah, listen, you better cut out that funny stuff. We're not out of danger by a long chalk."
"Yeah, okay, I'll be good,
Robbie." "If that is possible."
"Oh, chicken, you're always making cracks at me. Now, where are we off to?"
"Got him."
"But, Rocky, do you really mean it?"
"Mm-hmm.
You're full of the crummy ideas I ever heard. Why are we going to that Gotham joint?"
"Don't worry, you'll see."
"I thought we was going to bend them to fix scores."
"Oh, no, we're not."
"Well, we ought to be."
"Now, listen, Mitch. Our job is to stop that invasion fleet from reaching Earth."
"Oh, listen, Rocky, we don't even know for certain that it's gone."
"Don't worry, I'm sure it has."
"Well, of all the fool things
we're flying to Gotham and that's final."
"But why? That's all I ask. Why?"
"Well, if you'll be quiet for a moment, I'll explain my whole idea. When I've finished, I think you'll agree that this is the best way to deal with Gorg."
my news will make you very happy, sire.
I said later, you.
So be it.
I am expecting the general of the fleet to call me by radio. I am anxious to hear his latest news.
Here's Port Venus. Here's Port Venus. Here this year, and here this sir, and...
Here is my call.
Right, so.
Venus to fleet. Receiving you. Use Earthies, General. Use Earthies. Over.
Sire, is it wise to use their language?
Why not?
They will be able to understand your words.
That is the whole idea, Yo. I want them to know that we are on our way to their world.
I beg of you, sire.
Keep quiet, Yo. I know what I am doing. Venus to fleet. Come in. Come in. Over.
There is little report, sire. The flight goes well. The men are happy and looking forward to some real action. They feel confident the invasion will be a success. Over.
Of course it will be a success, General. My little robots will send the earthlings spinning in terror as they walk their feet. General, you fully understand the two-pronged attack you are to make? Over.
It will be carried out as you planned, sire. Over.
Yes, I shall personally see that it is. Well, radio me again in 4 hours. I'll...
As you command, sire. Out.
Everything goes well, Joe.
What did you mean when you said that you would personally see your plan was carried out?
Oh, yes.
Well...
It was just an idea that came to me.
Is it a secret?
For the moment.
But, sire, I have a right to
know. I do not tell you everything.
My only concern is for our victory.
Your news, Joe.
I wish you...
I said your news.
Very well. The planes I sent to the Central Continent report that they destroyed the space bomber and the land plane there.
Ah, the sun god looks smiles upon it.
It would seem so.
It is good, yes, it is good. We will have no more trouble with Rocky Star.
I've heard you say that before, sire.
This time you can believe it. He and his friends are finished.
Saying it, you're chummy.
Oh, Mitch, give it a rest, will you?
Yes, Mitch, please do. My ears are sore with the banging on them of your words.
Listen, you stay out of this, chicken. Now, look, Rocky, you
better just relax for 5 minutes and enjoy the thing.
Now, you can't see nothing from here. Look, Big Skull and all the problems will be over.
Oh, here he goes again.
They will be, I tell you.
Oh, and why?
Ain't you got no brains in that big, fat, red head of yours? Look, it says they were saying, when Skog's dead, Yan will be president of Venus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he can recall an invasion signal.
But would the generals in charge obey you?
Why wouldn't they?
Because they're just as keen to rule the universe as Gorg is.
Oh, yeah. Look, but with Yan president...
He's not at the moment, Mitch. And we wouldn't get within 20 miles of Gorg and still live. Oh, no, I'm afraid not. My scheme says.
That's crazy. But you ain't even sure that the fleet's left Venus.
Ask Yan to turn on his radio. If the fleet has left, they will be broadcasting the news again and again.
Hmm. Well, that's quite an idea, Mara. Jan, put on your radio, will you?
Very well, Rocky. We should be at Garden within the hour.
Yeah, what can we do there? Jump in the blue streak and chase Skog's mob, I suppose.
Mitch, you've hit the nail on the head.
Hold your horses, Rocky.
It's the atterrif. Mixed up less ribbon, not very much.
Have it too much. Be quiet, please.
Not too loud. It's in our first. Yet, then, with you.
You are right. The invasion fleet has left Venus.
What else are you saying?
I will tell you later. That is the end of the speech, I should say.
Jan, switch off the radio, will you? We've had enough.
Well, come on and give, Marla. What did he say?
That was evidently the last part of the speech announcing the attack on Earth. The fleet left some days ago. Gorg promised the Venusian people that they would rule Earth within their kings.
Oh. Well, we might have something to say about that.
Yeah, us and what army? Anyways, we couldn't even catch them now.
Oh, yes, we could in the Blue Streak. He's faster than their big transport, I'll bet.
Oh, Rocky, it's all over. There's nothing we can do now.
Oh, yes, there is, Mitch. Now, listen. We'll go to Garnham and raise a couple of fighter squadrons and set out after Gorg's fleet.
Listen to the boy, will you?
Yes, Jan says we can do it, and what more, I agree with him. But my gosh, we'll have to move fast, or it'll be too late.
We're happy at the latest news of our fleet.
Of course, sire.
I suppose your things are running around in circles, not knowing what to expect.
You think that they are expecting an invasion?
Oh, yes. They would listen to the warning that Rocky Star sent them. Not that they are powerful enough to resist them.
I wonder whether they will try.
No, it will all be over in a few days. I would not be surprised if they surrender immediately. Our bombers attacked their bridge to you.
They would be idiots not to, sir.
By the way, Yul, is the blue streak still on Garnham?
Yes, yes, sire.
I trust that my instructions were carried out.
It is ready for the takeover, I understand. It was to be checked and reloaded with rockets some days ago.
Excellent.
Why do you ask?
Because I intend to fly to Earth in it immediately.
Immediately?
Yes. I have decided to personally direct the invasion.
Sire, this is madness.
Have the blue streak ready for takeoff 8 hours from now.
Desperately, Yul pleads with his king not to leave Venus. But Gorg refuses to listen to him. What will happen now? Can Rocky take off in the blue streak before Gorg reaches Garnham? There are thrills ahead as the battle to save Earth from destruction begins. Don't miss the next thrilling episode of the Rocky Star Adventure. Destination, Venus.